Good morning, we're continuing with Chayyadim. Klal Mem Gimel Simen Ches. So we said that we have these items which are Paspah B'Kisnin. It's some type of an apple tart, apple turnover. But he eats it during the primary part of the meal. So by virtue of eating it during the primary part of the meal, as opposed to as a dessert at the end, we assume his intent is for the purposes of lahaspia. If he waits till the end of the meal and he already is full and he eats it as dessert, so it'll meeker, then it'll go under the umbrella of paspah b'kisnin, and you'll make a bracha on it. We don't do that. We'll see more in the next siman after this why we don't do that normally. But arguably, mikir adin, a person should make a bracha on it at the end of the meal. But since he's eating it during the main body of the meal, so it becomes, by virtue of the fact, it's there, lahaspia, and there's no bracha. So we're not changing its status from paspah b'kisnin. We're saying it's paspah b'kisnin, but you're eating it lahaspia. But now, what about something which it's not even clear that it has dinner paspah b'kisnin? Maybe it's just plain al pas. So the Chayyadim gives a few examples of that. The Kolshkein, that the person does not make a bracha on the following scenario. Pirogis, hamumulayim bebasar, bedogim, ugvina. So instead of the filling being a sweet filling, the example over here being apples, but rather it was filled with meat or fish or cheese, so there, the filling arguably never downgraded this from being regular pas, like you explained in the introduction, that really this is pas, but is downgraded by virtue of the fact that you added all this sweet stuff in the middle, makes it clear to people that normally this is eaten as a snack, not as a meal. But over here, these fillings, which are not sweet fillings, but savory fillings, meat, etc., that could be, that's a normal way to eat it. So we mentioned from the Mishnah Berurah that these, the Shulchan Aruch says that these remain hamotzi. The Bir Lachon just gives us, if from the way that they're shaped and formed and size, etc., it's clear that they're eaten as hors d'oeuvres, not as a main meal. To be eaten as a snack, not as a main meal. So then they even these will have a bit of mazonis on them. But he's saying over here, but the normal case, these type of things, at least arguably, the correct bracha on them is hamotzi. That's one example. Shanilash b'mebeyim. So the you made a dough with mebeyim as opposed to, so it has ingredients in the dough, but there's no filling. So it's a little bit different than your regular dough because it's using the egg whites as the liquid as opposed to regular water. So arguably it's different, but arguably that it's not. That's not a significant enough of a difference to change the bracha. And the third example that he gives of something which is going to be hamotzi is the following case. A person makes a thick dough, and a person makes a thick dough, and then afterwards he deep fries it. What the halacha is? Do we say that since the ma'aseh he fried it, that's not regular baking, so that's not hamotzi? Or do we arguably say that since when he made the dough, before he fried it, it was a regular dough, so it becomes chayav and chala. So similarly, it'll be chayav and chala. It's also going to be considered bread, and the bracha should be a mozi. Now, that's a case where it's deep frying. What about if it's pan frying, not deep frying? So it's not being submerged in boiling oil. But you put oil on the pan. Now, if you put a very small amount of oil that it shouldn't stick, that's not called frying. That's called baking. You can pan bake something that has a bit of hamotzi if it meets other criteria, which we mentioned. But there is a significant amount of oil that it imparts a different flavor to it. So that's going to be a suffix, what its bracha is, and therefore preferably a person should only eat a teicha suda. So So these items, instead of being mazonos, arguably are not mazonos, they're hamotzi. So if they are hamotzi, and he already said hamotzi, the fact that he's eating some bread at the end of the meal as a snack, as a dessert, does not require bracha. So similarly over here, these things which are arguably are bread do not require a bracha. So misafik, you cannot make a bracha on these items, even if you would eat them at the end of the meal. So kal v'chomer, like he says, lashon of kolshkein, if you would eat them during the meal, that these could be their hamotzi. And even if they're not hamotzi, they're being eaten in the hasbia, so they become tuffle to the dough, and the dough is tuffle to the bread, and there's no need for a bracha. So manashach, there's no need for a bracha in these situations. Okay, hopefully we will talk about this more in the next siman, and then we'll try and make sure that everything is clear. Meanwhile, have a good day.